I believe it also. There are a lot of things that you know, that ring true for me. And talking about it right now, you said a little earlier, you got chills. Well, I'm just getting chills. Them now, right? You know.
Yeah. No, so, you were there. You were there, obviously.
Right. Yeah. So we have this connection with this character. And I still believe that the connection is ongoing, you know. If I listen, if I'm attentive, I know that I'm still in touch with him. And I know that he said something to me recently about it. So he's still around, and I think he's really, in a sense, he's. The word I would use here is that he's sanctioning this conversation, and I think he's happy about it because we make another outreach into the world to say what's so about reality beyond the physical 3D existence that we think we live.
Exactly. And he does communicate with so many people these days, and I've heard from so many and over the years since the book came out, and he's obviously reaching these people and impacting them amazingly powerfully, but it's still quite a small percentage, and I think it's getting to be time where he reaches a broader spectrum of people in this way, and I think that's happening right now.
And you're helping us right now to do that. So,
well, so are you, my dear. Well, you're helping more than I am right now.
Well, so. I wouldn't have been here in the first place if it wasn't for you. So believe me.
Mutual Admiration Society. I think you're helping to bring something out that's very important. So thank you for that.
And thank you for acknowledging it.
You're welcome.
Okay, so earlier I had said I wanted to do three parts here. And the first part I was going to ask you about your connections with John and then say something about my connections. But here I'd like you to, if you can recall, some of the specific things that John taught you.
Okay. Let's see. I need some kind of landmark here. Can you give me a landmark for what you kind of like me to talk about?
Well, for instance, he is fully encouraging you to become further you, to become larger, to expand who you are.
Right.
And let's see if I could find something specifically here. He talks about, here's the thing. He talks about his lifetime as Robert Browning with Elizabeth Barrett Browning.
Right.
And in that conversation, he talks about the partner soul.
Yeah.
Right. And how that works. So maybe can you recall anything about the partner soul? And by the way, I found in my research a picture of Browning and a picture of Lennon, and put them side by side, and we find that they do look alike.
Strikingly
alike. And we're going to try and fit that side-by-side picture on one of the interview pages so people can actually see the similarity in their look. But, you know, John introduces you to Julia. And there's a whole chapter in the book dedicated to Julia, or entitled Julia, which I sort of called the spiritual metaphysical metaphysics 101, because it contains some very basic ideas about who we are and what's so. And the idea of everybody going to schools, that we're all in schools, and that we are all constantly learning, and by learning we are growing as creators. So those kind of things. I mean, anything at all that you can remember out of specifics of what he told
me. Well, the funny thing is I haven't read my book for quite a long time, but there are so many. I just like to back up to the Browning thing. I discovered the connection first by the album that came out that John and Yoko put out where they mentioned the Brownings. And then I did my own research on it and my own reading, so to speak, energy reading. And I looked up the photographs and got the... also reading the poetry of Robert Browning, which is strikingly similar in energetically to spiritually and energetically to John's energy. And so it didn't come to me independently. I just want to make that clear, because a lot of these things we get that are very practical, and we get information, but as we check them out ourselves, we discover we have to know for ourselves and not just say, oh, isn't that a cool idea? But we have to experience that. And that did happen when I looked at the photographs. And also, even though Yoko is Japanese in this life, that even the striking resemblance to Elizabeth Barrett Browning, just energetically. So it's really kind of fun to look at those photographs if people can find them. Now, I'm not sure exactly which part of the soul connection, the soulmate connection you would like me to discuss, but just like give me an example of what you would like me to talk about, because it has been a really long time since I wrote about that, since that chapter. I'm like, oh my God, what did I write in that chapter?
Listen, go back and read your book.
Yeah, I think it's time. I was reading a little bit preparing for the interview. It's time I went back and read my own book. But that you are so right. But meanwhile, I will remember it all. If you touch upon one particular subject that you want me to comment on, I can.
As I close out part one of this interview, for our listeners, I would like to remind you that this is appearing on the Harmonic Concordance blog during the week of October 6th, 2014. That is done deliberately to coincide with John Lennon's birth week. He was actually born on October 9th of 1940. So please do look for part two of our conversation about spirit through the eyes of John Lennon during the week of October 13th, and part three during the week of October 20th. But for now, if I may, I would just leave you with my own reminder here that we are all on the mission to light, that love is the engine, peace is our guide, and joy is our song. Namaste.